How are you this evening? It's a simple question, isn't it? How are you? Are you well? Do you have any troubles? Are you getting by? Are things difficult at this time for you? There's lots of things that go into this question, how are you this evening? Why do we ask this question? Why do we seek out to know how another person is? Is it some custom or courtesy that we have that we've developed over time? And it just turns out that a common courtesy that's not so common anymore? Are we simply doing it because it's what we're accustomed to doing? It's tradition. It's something where you're just used to. So we ask a simple question, how are you? Maybe it's something like, I used to do this, now I don't know what else I should do, so I just keep doing it, asking, how are you? What happens when we get an honest answer to that question? When we get an honest response to that question, how are you this evening? Maybe you ask that question and someone says, well, you know, I'm going through a lot. I'm not well. I'm suffering. I'm enduring difficulty. I'm going through a trial. I'm in a valley. I'm in pain all the time. What do we say? What do we say then? Generally, when someone answers that question truthfully, we don't know what to respond with when we hear the truth to how are you this evening. If you'd take your Bibles and turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're going to be reading here from verse 13 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. It reads, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who are asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort, encouragement, a shelter in the storms of life. These words are sweet to the ear. They are like a balm to an aching heart. To know that if we would remain faithful through this life, that God will see us through. And that when the trials have ended, that when the pain is over, and we are no longer carrying the loads of this life and we can put them down at last, that because of who God is and the promises that he has made based on his faithfulness, that when Christ returns, that those who are asleep, that is those who have died in this physical life, or if we remain, that is if we remain alive in this physical life upon his return, that we shall always be with the Lord. Always be with the Lord. How sweet and wonderful. What an encouragement that is, and a comfort. I heard a story of a man near the end of his life, and you may have heard this story before. But he was with his doctor, and the unfortunate news was shared with him that he didn't have much longer to live. He said, I have so much left to do and so little time now. His mind raced, and he thought, well, none of that matters. What comes after? So he asked the doctor, what is it like after death? The doctor looked up at him and paused for a moment and said, you know, I've seen a lot of life come into this world, and I've seen a lot of life go out of this world. I've seen people come and go, but what is it like after death? I don't know. The man was perplexed and upset, and he frowned, and he looked at the doctor and said, how can you not know? How can you not know? You're a doctor. You deal with life and death all the time. How can you not know what comes after death? The doctor took a moment to pause and allowed the man to come to terms with the news he had just been given. And he opened his mouth quietly and replied, When I go home in the evening, and I pull up in my driveway, I walk up to my front door. And I can hear my dog on the other side of that door. He's barking and pawing at the door, wanting to get through. He's just waiting for me to come into the house. My dog doesn't know what's on the other side of the door. To him, it's unknown. But when I open it, he bursts forth. He jumps into my arms, for he's glad to see me. Even though I'm a doctor, I'm like my dog. I don't know what's on the other side of the door between this life and the next. But I'm also like my dog in that I know who is on the other side of that door, my master. And I long to burst through it to be with him. This life is full of trials and difficulties. And all along the way, God has given us help to get us through. One of those things in which we have help through these difficulties is the encouragement from one another. We are told to bear one another's burdens in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. We are told to be long-suffering with kindness to each other and to bear all things with one another in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7. We are told one way that we can do this in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, which reads, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Then another way we can do this is in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Starting at the end of verse 18, it reads, But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. We see that we are to be singing to each other. We are to be speaking with each other, sharing encouragement, sharing instruction, sharing wisdom, and building one another up. Why? Because this life is hard. For this very reason, we do and should continue to ask the question, how are you this evening? Because that opens up a door. That opens up a chance for us to share encouragement with one another, to share comfort with one another. We do not always know what to say, but we know the one who holds tomorrow. We know who the one that holds our hand. We know the one that's on the other side of the door at the end of this life. We know the master that is there waiting for us, that we long and eagerly wait to be with. We don't know what it's going to be like there, but that we know the one that is there. The struggles of this life is real and can endure for many years. And when we ask one another, how are you doing this evening? We open up a door. We open up an avenue to share encouragement and comfort with one another that God has shared with us. In the light of speaking to one another and singing to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to be an encouragement for each other in the face of difficult times, I'd like us to look at a song this evening from our hymn book. If you turn to number 778, that will be our invitation song after this lesson. Number 778, Be With Me, Lord. I'm going to read the verses here and then talk about them just real briefly. Verse 1, Be with me, Lord. I cannot live without thee. I dare not try to take one step alone. I cannot bear the loads of life unaided. I need thy strength to lean upon. In verse 1, we see the setup, that fundamentally we cannot live without God. That is true when we are talking about life without God. When we have not God, we are dead in our sins. We cannot truly be alive without God. As it goes on, there is no step that we can take that would not be a misstep if otherwise we were not taking them with God, and that the burdens of life cannot be borne without God's help. We need his strength to lean upon when times are difficult. Verse 2, Be with me, Lord, and then if dangers threaten, if storms of trial burst above my head, if lashing seas leap everywhere about me, they cannot harm or make my heart afraid. The dangers of this life are sometimes at our doorstep, and the howling winds and thundering difficulty of peril lash about all around us. Everywhere we turn in life may seem to be a challenge and a threat. Sometimes those who call on the name of God face a very real challenge and threat to their physical well-being in this life. But these words remain and remind us that those dangers cannot harm who we are. They cannot make us afraid if we rely on God. Truly, the person that we are, and I speak of the soul that we are, who we really are, cannot be touched by physical danger in this life. It cannot harm us if we rely on God. And that should bring us great assurance. Verse 3, be with me, Lord. No other gift or blessing thou couldst bestow could with this one compare. A constant sense of thy abiding presence, where'er I am, to feel that thou art near. The firm realization in verse 3 of the value that comes from God's assurance and his promises, like that dog that longs to be with his master for safety and comfort. There is no greater assurance and no greater safety we can feel in this life than to know that God is near us when we struggle. Conversely, on the other side, there is no greater trouble that we can experience and feel than when we are away from God and we know it. No blessing in this physical life, no money, no status, no relationship, and no possession could ever compare to that simple knowledge that God is there when we need him. Verse 4, be with me, Lord, when loneliness overtakes me, when I must weep amid the fires of pain, and when shall come the hour of my departure. For worlds unknown, O Lord, be with me then. There are times when it seems that even though we know that God is near, even when we have brethren all around, and nothing in this life, in this physical life, can harm our soul, that through the trials of this life and the difficult circumstances we endure, we must find ourselves physically alone and experiencing a pit of loneliness. This is a difficult trouble. It often finds us when we're most vulnerable. A feeling and a sense of being on one's own with no one there to catch us when we fall, no one to hear us when we call, and no one to rescue us when we need them. When the pain of this life overcomes us and we can do nothing but weep, as there can be times when the trials that we endure in this physical life can have no physical escape, but only the release and comfort that comes through this pain and loneliness is that God is ever ready, he is always present, and can help us through these valleys of life. Then finally, when this life is over, we can step through that door to be with our master, to know that the only thing that matters in this life as we go through that departure across the river is that God be near us then. This song comforts me and it brings me encouragement, and I hope that sharing it together in this way does the same for you. There is no doubt in anyone's mind that we have endured some difficult times in this family here at New Lebanon. We've lost loved ones and endured separation from those that we care and love. There is a spiritual separations with ones that we love, those that we care for, that we would like to see them come back to God. Maybe those that we would like to see come to God that have never known him. Maybe those that we'd like to see, that they would see God's word for what it is and not what they want it to be. There are some here who deal daily with physical pain and difficulty just in conducting those simple things that we would take for granted each and every day. Yes, the trials of this life and difficulty can be like a fire of pain, a burden that we must pick up daily if we are to follow Christ. But God does not leave us alone. He does not leave us alone to go through this. He has given us his word and an ever-ready presence. Christ has promised that he will never leave us, even unto the end of the age. And he has given us each other that we might be able to lean on one another, that we can share the good things in this life with each other. I am always encouraged when I hear Code say in prayer that we are richly blessed and that God has been so good to him. He's been so good to us all. That's something special. It's a special thing to see you, Code and Jane, and that encourages me. It's an encouragement that it lifts up each other and uplifts me to see you all here, to see children running up and down the halls here, to see visitors here. Because I don't know about you, but when I go through this life, this is the only place that I can find people that truly will be there for me when I need them. I don't know if I can find them anywhere else in the world. For this reason, we must keep asking each other, how are you this evening? And for this same reason, we need to answer each other honestly. Why? Because we are the ones that know God. We are the ones who know who holds tomorrow. We are the ones who can share an encouragement and a real hope with each other. This family is a place where we can be recharged by encouraging words from one another, by a hand to hold by a help when things are hard, by a song, by speaking to each other. God is always near, and when we get low in the difficulties of this life, we need to be reminded of that. God has given us each other as an encouragement, so let us then be so much more encouraging each and every time that we have to be together. And as we go through this life, let us be an encouragement to one another as we see the day coming. Friends, whatsoever need you may have, this is an invitation for you now to make those needs known among your family, amongst God's family here in New Lebanon. If your need is to put on Christ in baptism, I pray that now you would come forward, because we're not promised tomorrow. It doesn't matter how young or how old we are, we're not promised one more minute in this life. We need to make our lives right before the Lord. If it be that you need your brothers and sisters to pray for you, we have this opportunity, and we ought to make every effort to be looking out for those needs and be serving one another, to looking for the ways that we can serve one another. And in so doing, this is the time that you can make your needs known. We need to be honest that we can pray for one another. Whatever your need is, please let it be made known now as we stand together and sing.